there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
Live from the Geico Outkick Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And we're brought to you by TrueCar. When it comes to selling or trading in your car, you need to make good choices, and with TrueCar, you've got a star on your roster, so when you're ready to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar. True cash offer not available in all areas. We are off and rolling here. Thursday edition, Outkick the Coverage. Appreciate all of you waking up early with us, and if you're a big college basketball fan, or if you've just filled out a bracket, or if you've just got a strong case of March Madness, which, by the way, I guarantee you the guy who has gone 48 for 48 in his bracket is going to be all in here. Have you guys heard about this guy? He filled out a bracket at NCAA.com, and he is the first person ever at least to fill out a computer bracket and be able to be tracked to correctly guess the first 48 games, the winner of the first 48 games. In other words, every bracket in the opening round, every game, and in the second round, he got right all 48 of the first and second round games of the NCAA tournament. So he'll have potentially four chances today, four chances tomorrow, two on Saturday, two on Sunday to see whether or not he can keep his magical run going. I think everybody who has ever sat down and filled out a bracket since you first started doing that when you were a kid has filled out the bracket and said, oh yeah, nailed it. Can't wait to see how many I'm going to get right. And this guy has now gone 48 for 48. We'll see if he can keep the momentum rolling. And it starts with Florida State Gonzaga a little bit after 7 o'clock Eastern tonight. Gonzaga right now, 7.5-point favorite in this game. It is a rematch from last year. Then Purdue and Tennessee will tip off just shy of 7:30 Eastern. Tennessee moving out to a 2-point favorite in this game. Michigan will play after the Florida State-Gonzaga game. And so that game will tip off at late. It'll be late. Late night for a lot of you out there. We'll tip off at 9:30-ish Eastern, depending on what time Florida State Gonzaga ends. And then you've got Oregon, Virginia, which will tip off just shy of 10 o'clock Eastern. Now, this is late, right? for a school night. I know some kids are on spring break, but most kids are not right now. For a school night, that's pretty wild, pretty brutal. These games are not going to end till after midnight Eastern. I'm already looking ahead and trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to nap so that I can stay up and watch all of these games. And obviously, I am a big Tennessee fan. I'm curious to see how the Vols will play. But Michigan's only a 1.5-point favorite over Texas Tech. And UVA, I think, is too much of a favorite as they slide out to an 8.5-point lead over Oregon. Now, there will obviously be games on tomorrow as well, four more of those games. But the question that I think a lot of you have is, will the chalk hold? Right now, we have one of the chalkiest brackets. And if you're not familiar with the term chalk, it means that the favorites are winning. Right now, we have one of the chalkiest brackets that we have ever seen. And all four favorites are favored tonight as well, with both Gonzaga and Virginia as the one seeds being fairly substantial favorites against Florida State and Oregon. We've got a loaded show, by the way, for you. In hour two, baseball is also starting. If you are a huge baseball fan, John Morosi will join us in hour two on the Thursday edition of today's show. And then in hour three, Doug Gottlieb will slide in, and he's going to break down the NCAA tournament with us as we roll through all of these games, as well as the four games that will be taking place tomorrow. But I'm going to go ahead and bring in the crew and let them weigh in on what they think of the NCAA tournament, just so you know. I am betting on Florida State. All right, I'm on the Seminoles plus 7.5. I'm on Tennessee minus 2. I am on the under in the Texas Tech Michigan game, under 126. And I am on Oregon plus 8.5 in that game. So I'm betting all four of these games. That's an early preview of what I will be saying on Lock It In, but I am on the underdogs in the big games with the one seeds, Florida State and Oregon. I'm on Tennessee, and then I'm on the under in Texas Tech, Michigan. Those are my plays. If you could only watch one of these four games, which one would you guys watch? I'll bring in Danny G. Florida State, Gonzaga, Purdue, Tennessee, Texas Tech, Michigan, Oregon, Virginia. What's going to be the game of the night?
Good morning, Clay. Yeah, I'm excited to see the games tonight. Well, this afternoon here on the West Coast. I'm going to say Purdue and Tennessee because the way Purdue was knocking down three-pointers, what did they hit, 16 in the last round? And we know that that's a trouble spot for Tennessee when a team drives in and then kicks out. And that's what Purdue is really good at. So Tennessee is going to have to play their best basketball. And I'm interested to watch Grant Williams because all the talk is about Admiral Schofield. But your dude looks like a little mini version of the microwave. He reminds me of Vinnie Johnson from the Pistons back in the day. Took over there at the end of the Tennessee win in the last round. And that strip away he had in overtime basically won the game for your Vols. So I'm excited. I need Tennessee to win. I need Gonzaga to win to get some points in the Fox employee pool. I need Texas Tech to win, and I need Virginia to beat Oregon.
So Fox Sports Radio has a bracket challenge, and I'm not in it.
Yeah, you did not get an email from Scott Shapiro?
No, I was not invited by Scott Shapiro.
You know what? You probably did, but you don't use your company email.
That's true. So yeah. It's possible that I could have gotten an email company email.
You definitely have an invite. It went to all of our company email addresses.
I got you. Well, you would think perhaps Scott Shapiro, knowing that, would send it to the email address I use. I think what happened here is he knows that I would have won the bracket challenge.
No, that's not what it is.
Just dominate everybody.
I think he knows you have enough flat screens inside your mansion already, so.
We've got, let's see, I don't know, what's an appropriate number of televisions? I think I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I got 8.
Yeah, Coop, what is the brand, Coop?
It's a Westinghouse. You probably use that as like a doormat or something.
A Westinghouse. What's funny is I don't even know brands when it comes to flat screen televisions. I buy my flat screen televisions probably like a lot of people by walking into Costco
and
just looking around and being like, oh, that one seems like it's going to, you know, work.
That's a good point. Clay's computer, his laptop is an Acer 500. So
people think that there's a guy I know, Coop, you can stay in here for this. When I was in college, maybe it was law school. I guess it was law school. He said, I think all Americans should be skeptical minimalists. And I was like, well, that's an interesting phrase. And I was like, what do you mean by it? And he said, I think that, like, there are some things that you can decide, hey, I can tell the difference on them. And I like them so much that I will spend substantial amounts of money on them. But he's like, for other things, I am a skeptical minimalist. I don't think there's that much difference between the highest priced product and the most average price product in the same category. In other words, like when I go into Costco, and Costco does this phenomenally well, I can buy like a $10,000 diamond ring in the glass case there, or I can buy the Kirkland brand jeans, which are like $9. And there's almost no difference between the Kirkland brand jeans and, in my opinion, a pair of Levi's or a pair of Calvin Klein jeans or something like that. Same thing is true of shoes, everything else. I think we are over-advertised to, and that very often the most average brand is better than the premium brand, and or you can't distinguish between the two. And I'll give you an easy example. We were out for a fancy dinner in Vegas. And we got a really, I think, pretty expensive bottle of wine. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. If we had not gotten that expensive bottle of wine, I think if you gave me a $40, you know, decent brand, what's the, like, $2 Chuck or something like that, I don't think I would have been able to tell the difference between that and, like, a $500 bottle of wine. And I understand that there are people out there who are like, I could totally tell the difference. Tests have shown that most people, when it comes to wine, can't tell the difference at all between the really expensive brand and like the most average brand out there. So when your question on me for television is, I've got, I think, 8 different brands of television in this house, and I don't think I can tell the difference between the most expensive brand version of my television and the most average. And I think I think that's true. Like, if we had a taste test this morning, do you think anybody on this show could tell the difference between the most expensive wine we could find and the most average priced brand of wine we could find? Because I don't think so.
Would disagree with you on some of that. If you're talking, you're going to wear New Balance tennis shoes and they look the same as the Nikes we have on here in the studio, I disagree with that.
Oh, I think you'd not be able to tell the difference at all.
Oh, with grandpa's shoes compared to stylish shoes? Yeah, you can.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, style is one thing, but quality, I can see what you mean. Like, with wine, I agree with you. Unless you're some, like, wine connoisseur that, you know, swirls it around and smells the different notes and whatnot, you're not going to be able to tell the difference.
And there's, by the way, a tiny percentage.
Cheap wine has this metallic, god-awful taste to it.
It's all psychological.
No, now, if you're going to tell me middle-of-the-road wine is all the same, okay, that's fine, because a $100 bottle of wine tastes the same as the next $100 bottle of wine. But the difference between a $5 bottle of wine and a $100 bottle of wine, you could tell the difference in that.
I don't think so. $5 might be low end, too low end, but if you had, like, if you went to Costco, right, and they have, like, the beer and liquor section or whatever it is, the liquor and, you know, every state has different laws, but you can go into Costco in Tennessee where I live, and, you know, they have a huge collection of all the different wines that you could buy. If you buy an average bottle of wine, and an average bottle of wine would cost what, like $40, let's say? Let's say an average bottle of wine, and that might be too high on the average bottle.
Yeah, average bottle of wine is like $23.
$23 bottle of wine versus a $250 bottle of wine. I don't think, if we had a taste test right now, if I sent somebody out right now and we were all in the same studio, I think a blind taste test, I don't think anybody would be able to tell the difference.
Costco's a good example for your argument because Kirkland brand is very high quality, in my opinion, for most things. Like you said, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between Kirkland jeans and Levi's.
I love Costco.
Yeah, yes. They're great. Kirkland vodka is just as good as Grey Goose or whatever. But the one thing, and you cannot argue this, Clay, Kirkland brand toilet paper doesn't hold a candle to Cottonelle or Charmin.
No, you know what? I think that you can definitely tell a difference in toilet paper, but a lot of that is just based on the thickness of the toilet paper. Like, are you going to brush your bottom with sandpaper, or are you going to have, like, that luxurious, like, super thick version? And there are some things where I think you can tell the difference, and even somebody like me can tell the difference. I'll give you an example. I was out in Vegas this past weekend, and I went to Kraft Steakhouse in MGM. And I went out for a steak dinner with Furman, Furman's dad, and Furman's girlfriend, Todd Furman from my show. And it was the four of us. It was a Saturday after we'd already finished the show, right before we're going to come back. And everybody else on the show had already left. I think Benetta was out with her family. Sal had already left. All the other, you know, producers and everything else, everybody had already left. And so, and then Furman and I had gone out to dinner with Jason Whitlock there back in August. And he said, you got to try the A5 steak, right? And I think I might have talked about this on the show back then, back in August. And I love steak, right? I love going out to eat steak. The A5 steak at Kraft in the MGM was the most amazing steak I had ever had in my life. And I laughed at the idea before we got it that it could possibly be that much different. And it was like $300, right? This steak was $300 compared to, you know, like the Wagyu, which was like $180 or $200, right? And we tried them differently. And I was like, my God, this A5 steak, it's literally like butter in your mouth. And so I could tell the difference on that. So when we went for dinner on Saturday, Whitlock picked up the whole bill. I didn't even know what it cost last time. I looked at the menu and I was like, you know what? I'm getting the $300 steak. Because when I tried it last time, it was like butter. Like it's the most tender, most amazing steak I've ever had in my life. I could tell the difference. So if I can tell that, and so I had it on Saturday night, best steak I've ever had. I'm not kidding. This is at Kraft Steakhouse, MGM Grand. They don't pay anything for this. This is twice now I've been there and had their A5 steak. And if you're a steak guy, like you can tell the difference between that and let's say if you went out to Applebee's and got the steak, it's like there's not even it's like you're eating a different object, right? But if I had gotten the $400 bottle of wine in Kraft and I had then gone to Applebee's and gotten a bottle of wine there, I don't think I'd be able to tell the difference. And I think that's how a lot of people are. So, and this circles all the way back to skeptical minimalism. I think we get oversold very often. And if you can tell the difference and you can afford to buy a quality, I'm all for it, right? Buy whatever quality out there you can tell the difference on. But I think the vast majority of Americans get oversold, right? We get oversold and we spend money on things that may not be justified in any way. And I think it happens all the time in apparel. I think the Kirkland brand is perfect. Like what, like, and I think you're right. Like, I think there are other brands, like the difference between a high end toilet paper and low end toilet paper. Like, I think people can tell the difference on the difference between like Costco brand to potato chips and another brand of potato chips is like non-existent. Like, what can you tell the difference in? What is a product that you are convinced that you have spent money on? And you're like, there's no, and I just gave you an example for me. I can tell the difference between the A5 steak. It's not trumped up. It's not like, oh, there's no way to justify this difference. And a regular steak, the A5 steak is just that much better to taste. But there are a lot of other things I can give you an example on that don't. But so what do you think is worth the money?
Man, if you're going to go for total quality, well, I mean, I guess with electronics, most people try to match their TVs in their house. You say you don't, but like with me, I guess I go to a website called Sweetwater and I try to get certain brands of electronics that I know will last a long time.
Yeah, see, I think always go with the cheapest flat screen television.
No.
Yes.
No, see, yes. I think that that's the type of purchase where you want to make sure that you're going to get the best picture, that the brand and the TV, you read a lot of reviews and study up on it and make sure it's going to last you a long time.
No, you can't tell the difference.
What?
When you get home.
Inside Best Buy, looking at the TVs, you could tell the difference
when you
in
get home. If you buy, I don't know what the average flat screen, so this is a big deal to me, right? The first time, because as a sports fan, you know how you probably can remember now, if you're around my age, the first time you saw HD television for sports. And you've gotten used to it now, because you get spoiled. That's the other thing you learn about consumerism is you get used to whatever you buy very quickly, which is why consumerism never ends. People, you're like, oh, I'm going to feel so much better if I just had X. And then you get X, and what do you start thinking? Well, if I just had Y, right? It's never, you're never satisfied. That's the way we're sold up all the time. But I remember the first time I ever saw HD, back when flat screen televisions and HD televisions were really expensive. My brother-in-law's house, walked in, and he had a PGA Tour golf event. And I sat down in front of the television, and it was like I had just discovered fire. I sat there, and I was like, oh, my God, this is flat out unbelievable. And then they were – remember they tried to sell us on the idea of, oh, what's going to come next is virtual reality and 3D and everything else. And you either know or not the first time you see it. I remember them doing a 3D and an instant replay, I mean a virtual reality version of football several years later, and I sat down in front of the television, and I'm like, yeah, this is never going to really take off because it's not that much better and that much more of an immersive experience. But if you go walk around, you can buy now. And the first flat screen television I bought, I remember it was a huge purchase. I didn't have very much money. It was a big deal. It was like $2,500, right? If you remember when flat screen televisions with HD first came out, they were insanely expensive, and you couldn't get one for much cheaper than around $2,000, $2,500, even at Costco. But you got that, and you were like, my God, this is amazing. I have eight different televisions with flat screen, HD, all costing different amounts in my house right now. First of all, they don't cost very much now. You can get a great flat screen television for $500, which is phenomenal, right? And 500, maybe a little bit, like a 50, 60-inch flat screen now, right? That might be a little bit high. But I don't believe that there is very much difference at all when I look at the different televisions around my house.
Well, you're not
$500.
You're not an audio or video nerd, though.
I think that audio guy.
You're not electronics guy. So
the audio guy is a total loser, right? If you were sitting around right
now, that's half our country.
It's like 4% of the country. Like 4% of the country will text me every now and be like, why does your audio sound different? There's a clicking noise that subtly occurs every 18 seconds on your show, and it bothers me so much I can't pay attention
to
anything.
That's not audio guy. That's complaining guy.
No, that's audio guy.
No, it's not.
Audio guy has not had sex in 60
years. Clay, if you were a rap artist, Clay, if you were a singer, you would know the difference between a bedroom studio in somebody's apartment and a top-of-the-line, award-winning, professional recording studio. So there are certain things where you can't compare the generic version to the professional version.
The difference between those is often non-existent because everybody has recording studios.
You can buy such great electronics nowadays, but not everybody spends the money on the top-of-the-line equipment. Some people go cheap. So that's what I'm saying. There's a difference between the cheap stuff and the good stuff.
Something that you legitimately think that you could tell the difference on. I gave you an example.
Okay, how about this? Tony just tweeted into us. He said three things you shouldn't go cheap on: transportation, cereal, and toilet paper.
All right, cereal I'll toss out because I think you can go. I'll tell you, you can go cheap. Yes.
Oh no.
There's all sorts of versions.
My mom used to get the yellow brand bag of Cheerios, and they tasted like cardboard.
I would agree on toilet paper. Transportation, I would also agree. Like, there is a pretty substantial difference between
Spirit and JetBlue.
Yeah, or not even necessarily the company that you're flying in, the seat that you have.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever had a long flight, there's a difference between having a really nice seat with space, and having one that you don't, right? Like, I get first class travel for now after, you know, I'm almost 40, after working at Fox for a long time. If we're traveling on a flight for work, they have to buy me business class, which usually ends up being first class on most flights, right? And that's something you can ask for in your contract. When you are flying cross country, there is a big difference, and I fly cross country on Southwest all the time, but there is a big difference between being coach, like when you're in the middle seat in a coach class long flight. I don't think it matters so much on like an hour or an hour and a half, but I'll swear to you, I want to strangle the guy in front of me when you are in coach class on a long flight and you're in the middle seat. And that, and I want to just drop a ton of F-bombs right now, but the person in front of you leans their seat back and like you're, I'm not even that big. I'm 6 feet, but if I have a laptop and I'm trying to do any work and somebody leans back in front of me, it's literally impossible for me to see my laptop screen and work, right? There's a big difference between that and being in first class. So that is there, that is an amenity that makes a tremendous difference.
All right, Clay, I have three quick comments for you before I leave and do the rest of my other work. So, first of all, with the cereals, if someone told me, look, I will do an experiment here. I will put the store brand Cinnamon Toast Crunch and real Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Blind taste test. If you get it right, you get $1 million. If you get it wrong, I shoot you and you die. I would take that bet every single time. I guarantee you I can tell you the difference. Yeah. The store brand is trash. Secondly, as far as like the stuff that you that I've spent on that I don't regret and I think it's definitely worth it. First of all, I spent $2,300 on my TV. That was like a year ago. Love it. Don't regret the purchase at all. Everybody comes over and tells me how great my TV looks all the time. It's top of the line. It's awesome. Second is my mattress. I went top of the line on the mattress, and I don't regret that for a second.
What did your mattress cost?
It was like $3,500.
That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
So,
$3,500. Is it a king size at least? Is it a California king?
It's a king size, and it's like the Sealy Posturepedic hybrid. So it's half memory foam, half springs. It's awesome. It changed my life.
It's that liar money.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know.
By the way, I don't know if this was Robert Kraft or Justin, but this tweet says, "Hey, you guys, you can tell the difference with cheaper prostitutes."
Oh, you know what? Man. I would definitely buy in that there's a difference between a high end hooker.
Play the applause, Roberto. That just
I
the argument.
I totally buy into that. There's a like I said, you can't tell the difference between like an average bottle of wine and like a $400 bottle of wine. I think I'd be able to tell the difference, and most of that would just be physical, right? Between the average street hooker that you could pick up and pay $100 or $40 or whatever the going rate is. And like $1,000 high-end escort, I definitely think you can tell the difference there. Maybe not in the actual physical act, but definitely in the appearance. I think that makes total sense. All right, we come back. We would open the phone lines, but I'm going to tee off on this. You know what I can tell the difference in? How our studios work and how a high-end radio station studios would work. The Nashville studio where Dub works is completely down today.
Well, we have breaking news.
All right,
Roberto, can you hit the breaking news sounder real quick?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Let's go live to Nashville right now. Dub, are you there?
Good morning, fellas.
So is the studio working in Nashville now?
No, but nobody told Dub in Nashville, so still went to work.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
If you could be reincarnated, I want to be reincarnated as one of several things. Either my wife or my kids, because they get all the benefit of my hard work with none of the responsibility. They can't get fired from their jobs. They have an amazing life. They're all still sleeping while dad is here grinding away. Or my staff, who never gets fired. They slowly get raises, and it doesn't matter that nothing ever works. Let me ask you guys this question. Why would they not decide to fix the phones on the weekend when there are not national radio shows being run out of the Nashville studio? For instance, Bobby Bones is down the hall. He's got a wildly successful show that's on all over the country, too. They travel sometimes, so they might be on the road. I mean, that's not uncommon for them. That show is always out and about. But our shows for the company make a lot of money. You would think maybe somebody in the Nashville studio would be like, hey, why don't we fix the phones on the weekend as opposed to fixing the phones in the middle of the week while two of the most lucrative shows that exist on the entire Premier Radio Network are airing from the same area. And no one thinks
about it. Well, we have an answer for you on that.
Yeah, what's the answer?
This wasn't supposed to happen. Roberto, in the email, it said they accidentally cut the wrong line.
Cut some wrong line, yeah, and they have to...
So, yeah, this wasn't supposed to be happening right now.
Yeah. So they cut the wrong line. They've got to put in a brand new one.
There was a mistake by an electrician. That's what the email says.
Oh, my God. This is, like, I say this all the time. I am an island of competence surrounded by an ocean of incompetence.
Somebody get that electrician's name.
How is it possible that you cut the... Is this Mission Impossible and the bomb's going to go off otherwise? The only thing you need to do if you're the electrician is not cut the wrong line that goes into the radio studio.
Let me say really fast.
This is why I had to, by the way, get a home studio. Because the Nashville studio is so utterly incompetent that lots of days I would be unreachable there. Like, think about what percentage of the time, Danny G., do you think we have communication issues with Dub in the Nashville studio?
I don't know. It's probably 10% of the time. But
which is a huge percentage of the time if you have a national radio show to have issues with people being able to hear you.
Yeah. The email says, we hit a snafu.
A snafu,
it says. while they were trying to get the audio quality fixed, they managed to break the incoming lines for Fox. So as it stands right now, Fox does not have working phones in Nashville.
That's not a snafu. A snafu is like, oh, sorry, guys. Like, I accidentally, like, dropped my yogurt that I was eating for breakfast on the way into the studio, and so I had to take, you know, extra time to clean that up. If you are an electrician, your job is not to knock a national radio station show. We're on in all 50 states, over 300 markets, off the air. And then to send an email and call it a snafu. I mean, guarantee this never happened to Mike and Mike. There's no way that anybody I compete with, the electrician just cuts the wrong cord.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
We bring in John Morosi, Major League Baseball opening day today. And we got into a discussion, John. I'm curious if you buy my theory. Fat guy on the baseball team is on the disabled list a lot less than most ripped guy on the baseball team. You buying or selling that theory?
Happy opening day, Clay, first of all. That's a great question. I'm not sure if scientifically we're ever going to be able to prove that one way or the other. It's an interesting thought. I think there is some validity to it. I remember distinctly there was I was covering a manager once who was upset that a player who was big had lost too much weight because he felt like he lost velocity on his fastball and also was just did not seem to be the same person anymore physically and emotionally. He kind of lost a little bit of his identity, and the manager was very dismayed at the fact that the pitcher was in better shape. So only in baseball, Clay, will that sort of statement ever be made.
No, I disagree. I felt the same way about Jonah Hill. When Jonah Hill stopped being fat, I was like, I don't want to see him act anymore. He needs to go back to being fat Jonah Hill in order to really, and that, there's a baseball connection here too, because if Jonah Hill had been skinny in Moneyball, I wouldn't have bought his character anywhere near as much as I did fat Jonah Hill. And I'm watching Billions now, and I think if Paul Giamatti suddenly came back and he was ripped, I'd be like, man, this show's nowhere near as good. Like if Paul Giamatti had abs all of a sudden in his role on Billions, I wouldn't buy him anymore. I'd be like, why did that guy suddenly get ripped? This is not his character. So I think Hollywood, it could also play in here. Don't try and become what you're not, right? Jonah Hill, you're the fat guy. That's your role. You play it really well. Don't try and become the skinny guy. Like, you're Brad Pitt's sidekick. You are the sidekick of Leonardo DiCaprio. You're the fat guy who acts alongside of the good-looking guy. That's your role. Don't try and change it.
Well, a couple thoughts there. Of course, Jonah Hill's character in Moneyball was based on Paul DePodesta, now a Browns executive,
yep.
who is noticeably tall and very athletic. So,
yep.
So he was based on Paul's character, Paul's actual real-life role. And Paul Giamatti's father, of course, former commissioner of baseball, Abar Giamatti.
That's a great point. What an unbelievable connection.
Well done.
Yeah, what an unbelievable connection there. All right, and I totally forgot about Paul Giamatti's dad. That's amazing. So let's go into Major League Baseball. What do you think, as we get ready for the start of the season this afternoon, is the biggest story that people who tuned out of baseball last year with the World Series should be paying attention to for the start of this year?
Well, the big ones certainly, Clay, are the new arrivals of Manny Machado to San Diego and Bryce Harper to Philadelphia. I think that's those were the big stories of the offseason. And, of course, then the extensions for Mike Trout in Anaheim and Nolan Arenado in Colorado, two of the big young stars of our game and really mid-career stars of our game, too. So that a lot of enthusiasm for those particular teams because they made the big deals in the wintertime. I think one unique story that maybe hasn't been covered as much and talked about as much is actually in our nation's capital and the team that lost Bryce Harper, the Nationals. I believe, Clay, that on this day, on opening day, they're a better team than they were in the last game of last season when they still had Bryce Harper. I think they're a better overall team. They addressed their rotation issue by signing Patrick Corbin. So if you tuned out of baseball at the end of last year and are now looking back in, I think it is very credible to say that the Nationals, the team that lost the free agent everyone was talking about, actually got better. And that's no criticism of Bryce. I just think they're a better overall team right now. They've got a chance to still have a very dynamic outfield with young Victor Robles coming in and joining Juan Soto for a full season. There's a lot to like about that team, and I think sometimes it gets obscured a little bit that the Nationals may, in fact, be maybe even the best version of themselves that we've seen in a number of years this year without Bryce Harper.
Who has the better season of the three guys that signed super massive contracts in the offseason? Machado with the Padres, Bryce Harper now with the Phillies, I was going to say the Eagles, or Mike Trout with the Angels. Which of those three guys with super massive contracts is going to be the biggest star this year?
I think the biggest star of that group is still going to be Trout. He's the one that has to me the really strong demonstrated track record of being this great this consistently. Harper, Clay, it's amazing in many ways, and this is where I think that we should not ever apologize for the media's influence in particular decisions, because Harper got the contract from the Phillies in part because he is a strong individual in a game where individuality is not necessarily always embraced, and because he has been a media sensation since he was 16 years old. Last year, Bryce Harper, I believe he was in wins above replacement, which of course really values outfield defense highly, and Bryce was not known for his defense, especially last year, rated him somewhere between the 40th and 50th best position player in the game. 40th and 50th in that range is where Harper was last year. And even if you say, well, he's still unique for his own age group, and that's true, but he was still like 19th among players who were 26 and younger. So clearly a big amount of his appeal, yes, he's still in wins above replacement, probably sold him short in some ways, but let's even say that he's the 10th best player in baseball in his age group. He gets then, for what was for a few weeks, the richest contract ever in pro sports. And I come back to this. On the dais, on the dugout where they had his press conference, they actually had a poster board of the cover of SI from 10 years ago when he was 16 years old. That is a part of his story. And him being a celebrity, fortunately for Bryce, I think, earned him a bunch of money. Now, clearly, he's still a great player, and he was able to make a lot of money based on that. But his persona, his presence in the game was worth untold millions to him, and I think that that's part of what the Phillies saw in him as this true superstar. They sold tickets because he signed. There's just, it's just, it was a very interesting exercise in capitalism and remembering just how important and valuable the media actually is.
We're talking to John Morosi. That's actually a really fascinating point. Opening day Major League Baseball. When last we saw the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, the Red Sox had taken over New York, New York, and basically lobotomized the Yankee dynasty. And the Yankees were just totally beat down in that series with their collapse. What will happen with Yankees-Sox this year? Who do you like to have a better season in the AL East, the Yankees or the Red Sox?
So, Clay, I've actually got a two-part answer here. I've got the Red Sox winning the division this year. However, I think the Yankees, by the time they get to the playoffs, and they've got to sort some things out, they've got Luis Severino, their ace pitcher, is out to begin the season after just signing an extension, so it's a very unfortunate timing there for him. I think they're going to be the better playoff team. And so I actually have the Yankees as a wild card winning the American League. I've got the Cardinals beating them in the World Series, but I've got them making it there. And so I think that they're going to be the better playoff team. Their bullpen is just that deep. Their bullpen, even with Dellin Betances hurt to begin the year, their depth there is incredible, and it's better than what the Red Sox have right now, frankly. So I look to them, and I know last year's playoff series was disappointing. For the Yankees, they lost in four games to the Red Sox. But I think with continued growth from their young players and Judge coming back healthy for a full season is going to be huge for them. Troy Tulowitzki playing shortstop is, at the beginning of the year, very interesting, very unique. But they've added DJ LeMahieu, which is a very good signing for them. They expect to get D.D. Gregorius back. Of course, he was not around in the playoffs last year. He was not healthy then. So there's a lot of reasons, I think, to look at last year's playoff series, which was really a couple plays away from being a five-game series and much closer in the end. There are a lot of reasons to say that the Yankees have caught up and maybe even passed the Red Sox in some areas. The Red Sox have lost their closer, Craig Kimbrell, who is still unsigned right now. So there's a lot of reasons why I think that in the end, maybe not over 162, but I think in October, the Yankees will be the better team than the Red Sox.
How are the Dodgers going to break their fans' hearts this year?
Well, that's been the big question here. I think, Clay, the Rockies win the division. I am really concerned about Kershaw and the fact that he's not fully healthy right now. I love Walker Buehler, love him. I think the bullpen should be solid, at least, you know, with Kenley Jansen, you think back there. But I think that this team does not quite have the same number of difference makers that they once did. And I look at the Rockies with their young rotation. I'm a big believer in what they're doing right now. I think in general, the Rockies find a way to surpass the Dodgers and win the division and break this hold, this grip the Dodgers have had on this division since 2013. So I've got the Dodgers second place this year, probably a wild card team. Maybe they'll face Bryce Harper in that wild card game against the Phillies. But I've got the Dodgers finishing second to the Rockies this year in the NL West.
We're talking to John Morosi, baseball expert. Follow him on Twitter at JonMorosi. Major League Baseball begins its new season today. You talked about the Dodgers, and I think you gave us a hint. You said you've got the Cardinals winning the World Series coming out of the NL. They're a little bit under the radar. Why are you so bullish on their potential postseason and regular season success?
Well, to me, with the Cardinals getting Paul Goldschmidt, that changes their lineup. I think that they're going to be solid with the rotation. They had to, of course, trade some young pitching to get Goldschmidt, but I think continued growth from Jack Flaherty in the rotation. He's a name to watch, a name to really, really remember. They signed Miles Michaelis to a nice extension who pitched very well for them last year. And Alex Reyes, who has been injury-prone in the past, has a chance for them to be a dynamic reliever and maybe get back into a starting role at some point in time. But remember that name, too. Alex Reyes as a swing guy in that pitching staff. Yes, they've got Carlos Martinez beginning beginning of the year on the injured list, but I think he'll come back and be a factor for them maybe towards the second half. But Reyes is the big name to watch, and just in general, their lineup. I think Goldschmidt is the guy, Clay, they've been missing for a long time. And the NL Central is a really fun division. If you're a fan in the middle part of the country, it's a fun division to watch because there are many that believe the Cubs are still a World Series team. The Brewers, of course, came within one win of making it there last year, and there are some that believe in their young pitching and believe that that group will continue to get better. So it's a fun division to follow, but I've got the Cardinals winning it and winning the entire thing in what would be the fifth reunion of the Yankees and Cardinals in the World Series, the first time since 1964. So two of the iconic American sports franchises. Maybe it's not, it probably is not a popular pick, Clay, but it's my pick, and my picks are, whenever I pick the conventional wisdom, I'm always wrong anyway, so why not be a little bit different this year and go with the Cardinals? I like them to beat the Yankees in the World Series.
You know what? I do applaud you on that, because in our industry, it's a lot easier to say what everybody else says and then to actually put yourself out there and have an unconventional take.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And plus, to me, I've always found that it's more fun anyway, because what's the fun in saying, oh, I was right along with everybody else? You can't go totally off the board and pick somebody that's
you're not
going
to pick the Orioles
chance,
to win the World Series, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to be true to your information, true to the sport. And certainly for me, Clay, I enjoy it because I travel around a lot. I go to a lot of clubhouses, and I have to answer for my picks, so that the players will take note of it, and they'll mention it to me, and so we'll always have a lot of fun with that as the year goes along. But it's a great time of year, my friend. It's a wonderful time to talk about the national pastime, and I really am excited to see everybody get back on the field today and start playing meaningful games, and it really is a special day for our country every year.
Last question really quick for you. You're in Ann Arbor, Michigan. How nervous are you tonight about the game against Texas Tech?
I'm confident. I think, you know, Michigan, they looked pretty good, I thought, over the first weekend. I think getting Matthews back healthy is a huge thing for them. I think he really just lengthened out their rotation, and you could just see the difference even between the Big Ten title game and then last weekend. So confident. I would not necessarily say significantly so, but because it's March and you never know what happens. But I would love to see it, Clay, a Michigan and Michigan State appearance for both teams in the Final Four. It could happen. I think that the Big Ten's been that good this year. I was surprised that Michigan State did not get that number one seed in the tournament, rather. And so I think that both teams, both Michigan and Michigan State, can really make a very strong statement about just how good the Big Ten is and how good the state has been for college basketball here this year.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It was first day of the NCAA tournament. So, and then, you know, whether ESPN or CBS or last year doing radio and Fox stuff.
I don't know about you guys. I thought Gottlieb, I think our relationship's on the skids. I mean, his wife told him not to respond to text messages as much. That's right up there with, you know, I got to wash my hair tonight. Welcome back, Geico Outkick Studio.
He's not ghosting you, but he's yawning on you, Clay.
Yawned in the middle of the interview.
Was it ESPN or CBS or last year doing radio and Fox stuff?
I mean, what an unbelievable move.
Oh, man.
What an unbelievable move. I don't know. I think it's on the rocks. I think, you know, I'm going to have to go straight to the bottle as soon as I finish the show this morning. Then go right and start eating pints of ice cream. I think our relationship's on the skids. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us, Outkick the Coverage on Fox Sports Radio. How much time, it is an interesting question. How much time do you guys ever check your iPhone screen time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes up automatically now on my iPad.
So how much time are you spending a day on your phone?
Man, on my iPad, it says that I'm spending 40 minutes a day on it. My cell phone, I know, is a lot worse. It doesn't pop up automatically there. I don't want to go manually.
So look. All you got to do, if you're out there, I mean, as
yeah, you
I
go
do
to settings, right?
Yeah, you just go to settings. I'm actually kind of, this is something I've been fascinated by since the start of the year. They've made the screen time more apparent. And I haven't set like limits on how much time I can spend on my phone. But for instance, now it's a little bit different while I'm on the radio because I'm checking Twitter to make sure that I'm not missing news and stuff like that. But on my iPhone, I can see how much time I spend per day and where I spend that time and everything else. So right now I am averaging, and I'm trying to get better at this so I spend less time, but I was averaging over 7 hours a day on my phone, basically Ooh, eight.
That's insane.
In addition to, you know, the fact that I'm doing the radio and the television and the writing and everything else. Now I'm down to 6 hours per day on my phone. So I've dropped pretty appreciably, and since the year started. And so I do think that there is, you question how much time you spend on it. And I'm texting and setting up the show and making sure that I'm not missing stories and everything else. But that's a lot of time to spend on your phone.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I just went to my settings, 4 hours and 20 minutes per day for me.
What about, is anybody on it more than me?
No, mine's 3 hours, 38 minutes per day.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What about you, Dub?
4:30.
So I'm trying to get mine down to 4 hours a day. If I could get it down to four, I think I would feel better. So the result is, I used to try to read all my mentions. Now I just read the ones that get upvoted. You know, like if I send out a tweet, I'll go in and check like what people are responding to and see. A lot of times the upvoted ones are funny or smart or the most interesting. So that's kind of where I chase things. All right, as we go to break here and finish off the Thursday edition of the show. I am on Florida State +7.5. I am on Tennessee minus. I gave it out at -1. It's now ticked up some places to -2. I am on the under in Texas Tech, Michigan, and I am on Oregon +8.5. So those are my four picks for tonight's games, starting at just after 7 o'clock tonight. So, and I'll be up late, like a lot of you. The game between Oregon and Virginia not tipping off till after 10 o'clock Eastern. So go ahead and get your nap in if you can, and we'll be hanging out with you bright and early on Friday morning as we roll into the weekend. Appreciate all of you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sorry you had to hear my relationship with Doug Gottlieb come to an end live on the radio. This is OutKick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.